Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're a way maker, and we appreciate you. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Can we say that together? Cry, Waymaker, say.
Waymaker,
miracle.
Promise keeper.
Let's declare it together.
Waymaker.
Yeah.
Miracle worker.
Oh my.
Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Everybody cry,
Waymaker. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Let's declare it together. Waymaker, Lord.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You
lives around.
I worship you. Say, I worship you.
You are here,
mending.
I worship.
way maker. We cry out, oh, way maker, Jireh, Jireh, Jireh. We lift our hands and worship away, yeah. Cry out. Thank you, Father. You are a way maker. We lift our voices in worship. We lift our voices in worship. We lift our voices in worship. We lift our voices in worship, oh God. We lift our voices, Lord. We lift our voices, oh God. Somebody open up your mouth and declare who He is. Open up your mouth and declare who He is. Open up your mouth and declare. Open up your mouth and declare. Open up your mouth and declare.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. We do have another great song, but this is Straight to the Point. Y'all better give God some praise this evening. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number where you can listen to the show live today, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and be a part of the programming. 347-843-4559 is the powerful number that you can tap in to Straight to the Point tonight, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, hey, that number, you know, need to tweet it out, fax it out, email, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever you got to do, ladies and gentlemen. Twitter, Instagram, 347-843-4559. This is Straight to the Point. God bless you. We're getting started again. Amen, amen. We'll be right back after this wonderful next song. God bless you.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it. hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call.
One of you all on tonight, and to tell you that we serve a good, good Father. He is perfect in all of his ways. My God, I said he's perfect in all of his ways. He cannot fail. He will not fail. He shall not fail. He's a good, good Father. Some of you who are out here on tonight, you may be fatherless. Maybe you've lost your dad, and your dad has gone on to be with the Lord. Feel like you don't have a father figure, a spiritual father, or any type of father figure in your life. I want you to know that God is the Father of all. And if you would just ask him to wrap you in his arms, he will wrap you in his arms and he will father you because he's a good, good father. I want to give credit to Chris Tomlin, but before we do that, I want to welcome each and every one of you all to the Straight to the Point. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, if you've never been on our line before, our radio show before, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. For the word is clear, according to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but you shall have an everlasting life. And my brothers, my sisters, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, we pray, we encourage, we push, we motivate you, we beseech you that you will give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, because the time is short. And if you would just call on the name of the Lord, the Bible says if you would just call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. According to Romans 10:9, for if you will confess with your mouth that he is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, my friends, and that he sits on the right-hand side of the Father, then you shall be saved, according to Romans 10:9. So we stand on the word of God. And we pray that each and every one of you all will examine your own life Don't look at nobody else, but look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your own life and what you need to change about you. Don't point the fingers at your mother, your father, your sister, your brothers. Don't point the fingers at your pastor, your leaders. I want you to look at you. Look at that examination of your own life and see what you need God to make changes within you. I'm reminded of Michael Jackson. He said, I'm starting with the man in the mirror, and I'm asking him to change his ways. And that is just so biblical because the Bible says that before you get the smoke out of your brother's eye, you need to get it out of your own eye. So we need to examine our own selves and see what's inside of us and ask God to create in us a clean heart, hallelujah, and renew the right spirit within us. You know, I love David because he did so, I love him because he was quick to repent. He did so many things wrong, but he was quick, so easily quick to say, God, it was me. It's me, God, that did these things. And so we have to be so quick to repent and ask God to forgive us, to wash us, to cleanse us, to purge us, because he's such a good, good God, he would do it. You know, he said that I will wash you and purge you, and I will remember your sins no more. I will throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, and I will wash you as white as snow. Hallelujah. How many of you want God to wash you on tonight? That, you know, I'm reminded of Jeremiah when he said, when God told Jeremiah, he said, come on down to the potter's house, and you tell me, Jeremiah, what do you see? And Jeremiah say, I see a man, and he's making a pot of clay, and he's turning and he's spinning it around. Hallelujah. Some of us need to say, God, put us on that wheel and spin us, oh God, until you, Lord God, make us spotless, and God, make us white as snow. Spin us, oh God, to your liking, God, to your making, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so we give credit again to Chris Tomlin for the awesome, awesome song. He's a good, good father. He's better than good. He's great. He's awesome. He's wonderful. He's mighty. He's majestic. Hallelujah. If that's your testimony on tonight, I want you to take 5 minutes and just give God a praise. You know, praise him for the good God that he is. If he never do another thing for you, just bless his holy name. He's done enough. I don't know about you, but I'm just so glad that I am alive this morning, this afternoon. He woke me up this morning. I'm glad that I made it through the day, and I'm glad I'm able to come before you guys on tonight, this evening, and I just want to give him some praise, honor, and glory because, you know, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Regardless of what it looks like, hallelujah, somebody ought to just give them some praise. Praise your way out. You know, it used to be a song that says, when I used to sing this song at my granddaddy's church, it says, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I would dance like David danced. He said, I would dance like David danced. I would dance like David danced. They used to say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength on tonight. How many of you all can say that on tonight? Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at what your pocketbook is looking like or what the bank account. Don't you know that your father on a cattle on a thousand hills? Can you just rejoice in knowing that he has great and wonderful things for you? Can you just rejoice and thank him for being a way maker, a miracle worker? Hey, glory, I don't know about you, but I thank God for Miranda Curtis on tonight. She said he's a way maker and he's a miracle worker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. How many of you need some lighting and you feel like you're in a dark moment on tonight? Just call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says when you call on him, you should be saved. The Bible says in Psalms 121 that look to the hills from which cometh your help and know that all of your help cometh from the Lord. I declare and I decree to you on tonight that God would do it. He's going to do it. I just want somebody to know on tonight that your help is on the way. I say your help is on the way. You've been crying. You've been asking God to send you some help, and God told me to tell you on tonight that your help is on the way. Hallelujah. You know that song, this song that the Brooklyn Mass Choir used to sing, it comes out of the Psalms 121, says, all of my help cometh from the Lord. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. For he shall restore, he shall preserve your soul, even now and forevermore. How do you get excited about the word of God? How many of you know that the word does not come back void? That it, when it sets out to do, it goes out to do what God purposed for it to do in the earthly realm. How many of you know that we serve a promise-keeping God? How many of you know that God cannot lie, will not lie, shall not lie? How many of you know that he can't lie? He's not like man that he should lie, huh? Neither the son of man that he should repent. So if you're out there on tonight and you're wondering, you know, God, where are you? I just come to tell you that your help is on the way. God is not surprised by this very season of your life. He's not surprised about who has left your life. He's not surprised about the steps that he is taking you. I was reading the book of Psalm, and I'm not going to be before you long, actually. I'm just going to hit it and quit it on tonight. I want to do the business spotlight on tonight. I want to talk about some other things on tonight. And I want to open up the lines on tonight and give you a chance to give a testimony, give you a chance to ask for prayer, give you a chance to comment. But I just want to simply leave you guys with this on tonight. Psalms 37, 23 through 26. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. David said, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Hallelujah. I said his seed is blessed. Amen. His seed is blessed. I want somebody to know that God is ordering your steps. And a lot of times when God is ordering our steps, when we feel like that somehow God is taking too long on a certain thing or a certain matter, or maybe somehow because it hasn't come as quickly as we think it should have come, or it should come, we start to thinking that maybe this isn't God, or maybe I took the wrong turn, or maybe I went the wrong way. I just come to tell you that God is ordering your steps. Those of you who are listening on tonight, those of you who are listening by way of the internet, those of you who are listening by way of live, those of you who are going to call back, this word is specifically for you on tonight. God is pleased with your steps because you are following, you are at the right place, in the right moment, in the right time, exactly where he wants you to be. What he wants you to be. You are walking in the steps that he has ordered for your life. Somebody better do some cartwheels and flips. I said you are walking in the path that he has ordered for your life. Although that path may have been murky, although that path might have been dealt some blow, although that path has been dealt with some disappointment, I want you to know that your steps have been ordered by the Lord. According to the book of Jeremiah in 29:11, God said, I know the plans that I have for you. God said, I have the plans for you. When you are a child of God, when you give Jesus Christ your life, when you say, people don't realize this, but let me tell you, when you say, Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, Lord over my life, you are giving Jesus the stern wheel to drive, Hallelujah. You are letting him know that he is the that he is Lord. That means that he is ordering your steps. Hallelujah. That means that he is ordering your steps. So when God is ordering your steps, he's going to begin, he's beginning in this stage of your life. It is time for him to bring in your helpers. He's assigning your destiny diviners to your life in this season of your life because you have gone as far as you can go all by yourself. So now it's time for him to bring people, hallelujah, who have the resources that you need to help you get to the next level. Somebody hear me on tonight. I said, you have gone as far as you can go by yourself. And I'm not, and somebody might be saying, well, I'm not by myself because I got Jesus. I'm talking about in the earthly realm, you know, because Jesus used people to get us to the next level. People don't realize that God uses people to be a blessing in our lives. Amen. God, even Jesus needed to, Jesus, God Almighty, Jesus, God in the flesh, had 12 disciples that he had helpers, didn't he? But he was God Almighty. So don't get so puffed up and proudful and think you don't need somebody because we all need somebody to help take us to that next level, to help take us to the next realm, to help take us to the next dimension. And God, if this is the season of your life, somebody hear me and hear me clearly. I want you to jump up and do some cartwheels and flips. You've been crying. You've been praying. God, send me some help. Send me some help. Send me somebody who's going to help. Somebody hear me on tonight. I feel it in my spirit. Somebody's been watching you. Somebody's been watching you, seeing how you've been overcoming obstacle after obstacle, and seeing how you still praising the Lord, seeing how you're persistent and you're still moving forward, and they know that you've been through some hurt and you've been through some pain, and they see you still pushing, they see you still punching, they see you still building, they see that you fought. The Bible says, let me read this to you. The Bible says that though he fall, I'm still in 37:24, though he fall, he should not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So although you might have made some mistakes, you may have, you know, failed, you was not utterly destroyed. It was God who held you up. Hallelujah. He held you up and he held your right hand. He held you up to bring you this far. And I want you to know that now is the time that he's about to bring men into your life to bless your life. You've been giving and giving and giving and sowing and sowing. And I'm not just saying money, because many of you have been sowing money, but a lot of you have been sowing your time. A lot of you have been sowing in other areas. A lot of you have keep on preaching. You keep on praying. You keep on, you know, praying for those family members. And God said he's sending you divine helpers to open up some doors for you to help get you to the next level. The Bible says that David said, and somebody ought to rejoice, because somebody that I'm talking to on tonight, you're on your last dime. You don't know how you're going to pay that bill. You don't know how you're going to make it. You on your last dime, and you've been praying. You know, bills are piling up. God told me to tell you to do some cockroaches and flips, because he's sending somebody to bless your life. Somebody got the power to just write one check for you that will wipe all your debt out. God can do it. He said he'll give you houses that you did not build. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Some of you are crying about how you're going to pay the rent, how you're going to pay the mortgage. But I hear the Lord say that I would give you a house that the mortgage is paid off. I would give you, I will touch the heart of a person that will give you, I will touch the heart of a man or a woman that got many houses and will tell you, you can have one of my houses. That's how much faith I have in God. He said he would give the houses that you did not build. Hallelujah. He will put you in positions that people think you're not qualified to be in. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a good, good father. That's who he is. That's who he is. Hallelujah. And a good, good father is going to look out for their children. A good, good father is going to make sure his children has an inheritance. A good, good father, the Bible says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. The God that we serve, hallelujah, he's better than an earthly father. So that means that if he's on a count of 1,000 hymns, he has the power, hallelujah, to touch the heart of a billionaire and just say, I'm going to touch Dr. Bond, and I'm going to pay every bill that he's been worried about. I'm going to write Dr. Bond $1 million check so he can start that business. Hallelujah. So he can go ahead and do what he needs to do in Jesus' name. How many of you know that the God that we serve, he's more than able. He's more than able to do exceedingly abundantly all that you can even ask or think, according to the power that worketh, guess what, in you. So you know what that means, right? It's according to your faith. How many of you believe God can do can do it exceedingly abundantly? It's according to your faith. My Bible says, hallelujah, that if I seek him first, the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness, then all these other things should be added unto me. We've been seeking him. We've been praying. We've been fasting. We've been sowing seed. We've been giving. Hallelujah. We've been blessing other people. We've been giving our last dime to folk. Amen. And God said, this is the season that I'm going to restore, rejuvenate, and revitalize. This is the season that God said, I'm going to make your way prosperous. Hallelujah. Somebody better hear me on tonight. This is not a prosperity message. This is the word of God. This is for those of you who have been travailing. This is for those of you who have been travailing in the word, and you've been sacrificing, and you've been praying and crying at night, walking up and down the halls, trying to figure out how you're going to make ends meet, walking up and down the halls, praying for family members. You've been up all night long praying for folk and reading your Bible and believing and trusting God for healing and deliverance. I come to tell you on tonight, hallelujah, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. This is your morning. This is your time of mourning. And God simply told me to tell you, and I'm about to end, that help is on the way. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the lines.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Woo! I hope y'all excited as I am. Thank you for that word, Dr. Henderson. I received that word, first of all. Thank you so much for that. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And we got the best callers and the best listeners on the planet. So let's go ahead and get started with it. We're going to open up the lines as Dr. Henderson requested. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to mention only your last 4 digits or your name if I know who you are, of course, as well. Last 4 digits. But Dr. Henderson, our first caller is 1799. You're live on air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Yes, yes. Hello, everyone. Hello. I'm
God
just excited.
You.
On. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes. Help is on the way. Hold on. Help is on the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I believe it. Everything that God has had you to say and use you as his spiritual mouthpiece, I felt like, well, God, you know what? I've been going through those things. And
Amen.
Is she talking directly to me or what?
Praise him. Yes, ma'am. Praise him. Help is on the way. Yes, indeed. You've been working and you've been praying and you've been standing on his word. And God told me to tell you that. You know, like David said, I've never seen no righteous forsaken nor his seed. He said, I was young, but now I'm old. Even in my old age, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. We've been looking at the world and we're seeing that they're prospering. God said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Be ye not envious of the workers of iniquity. God said, this is your due season. Amen. You should reap because you have not fainted. Hallelujah. God bless you, my dear. Thanks for calling. Be still and know that he is God. He should be exalted among the heathen. He said, hold on. Help is on the way. God bless you.
Thank you, woman of God. Powerful word, powerful word.
You're welcome. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen, amen. Dr. Henderson, you know we got the wonderful Hembricks are up. Brother Hembrick, Sister Hembrick,
yes.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you. God is good.
God bless you.
That is a powerful word tonight. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. That is a powerful scripture there.
Yes.
Your steps are ordered by the Lord. All you have to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and all this.
Yes.
Those things will be unto you. You know, God is given to you, and God is just so awesome that he
yes.
will do things. If you just have to ask him and not be afraid to ask him. You know,
yes.
you got to come out and ask God what you want, because if you don't ask him, then he'll never know. Well, he knows, but he wants you to tell him. And he feels
mm-hmm.
better to keep it to yourself, because you can't get anywhere with keeping things to yourself. I finding that out more and more each day. I'm finding that out that you can't.
Yes.
You can't do it all by yourself. You need help. And you
That's
need,
right. That's right.
You need prayer. You need, you know, we do need guidance. You know, we still, no matter
yes.
what, you know, it's no, I know the kids have just started going back to school, but there's no grade school or no school at all, but we always need guidance, somebody to guide us.
That's right. That's right.
We need somebody to guide us. And thank God, God put someone in our lives. Praise be the name of Jesus. That he put someone in our lives who will help guide us and help,
yes.
help us achieve our goals that God has
yes.
for his plan for us. And we want to do the will of the Lord, because God is good and he's just so
yes.
worth praise. I mean, I praise God all the time. I lift up the name of Jesus every time I get an opportunity. I lift up
Amen.
His name. Because he's just so worthy. He brought us from here to there.
Yeah.
He didn't even ask any questions. He just did what he was going to do. Because that's what his word said. He said, God said, I'll do what I'm going to say. I'm going to do. And
that's right.
God, so God, we, you know, God will do. And somebody said, all God would do all he can do. I think it's a song like that. I believe it. I can't get the
right.
word. But he will do all he can do, you know. And,
that's
and
right.
What you have to do is just to, you know, just, you know, sit down, relax, be cool, and just follow God, read your word, and concentrate on God, you know, day and night. Meditate on him day and night, as the word said. Meditate
that's the word.
On him day and night. So we have to meditate on God. We have to think about God. We have to, you know, and you'd be surprised, and I know I have. I've been surprised
mm-hmm.
how God have came through, you know, in a mighty way. And I just sit there and just
mm-hmm.
talk, you know, and you have to talk to God. You have to talk to God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he is your shining light. My
That's
God.
That's right.
He is your shining light. And the light will shine. The song says, let this light of mine, this little light of mine, I'm going to let
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Praise God to that, you know. Praise
yeah,
him.
I remember that song growing up, singing
yeah.
that song at the Baptist church.
Yeah. Like, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah, I'm going to let it shine.
God gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. So I'm just thankful tonight to be on the line. Praise God, and I thank you for the word tonight. And I ask that you continue to pray for myself and my wife, and that God will use us, and that we will follow and be obedient
yes.
to his word and to his ways, and to, you know, whatever he has in store for us, that our door will be open and not be
yes.
closed, because we know that God has something really mighty, mighty,
yes.
really great for us to do. As I said the other day, you know, last time we talked,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Sam was on the line, and
mm-hmm.
the Lord had called me to, you know, to the bishop, And you know,
right.
I'm still meditating on that, and still asking God for guidance and lead, you know, how to lead me in the right way, get my mind focused, get my mind
mm-hmm.
get everything together that I need to get together. But you know, sometimes I find out also that sometimes it just takes time. You just have to, like the Bible says, wait on the Lord. I say wait on Him. You know, wait on the Lord, because you got to wait on Him, because He's going to give you, He's going to be your strength. He's going to
mm-hmm.
be your courage. Like He told Joshua, be good and be strong and be of good courage. You know,
yes.
So we got to do this. And I just praise God tonight, and I just thank God tonight. Thank you for allowing me to talk tonight. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the Bible says the steps, and we just read it. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. And you are a good man. You love God. You and your wife, Prophetess, tell her I say I love her. But you both love God. You
yes.
both had, before y'all even got married, you both had a relationship with the Lord. And God brought y'all together. Y'all both were serving the Lord.
Yes.
And God has been ordering y'all's steps for a long time. And the enemy try to come in and throw a curveball to try
yes.
to put sickness on Prophetess, to try to stop her from walking in her prophetic calling.
Yes.
And then try to you know, tie your hands that would try to stop you from walking in what God has called you to walk in. But I
yes.
say today that the devil is a liar, and no weapon that is formed against you and your wife shall prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall condemn, because He has given you both the power, He has
yes.
given you the authority, and He has given you the anointing
yes.
to tread on every creep, slimy, snaky, demonic spur.
Mm.
The spur of infirmity, we plead the blood of Jesus against
yes.
you.
Hallelujah.
And we say, get your hands off the woman of God. She
yes.
belongs to God.
Yes.
We bind and we rebuke the spirit of confusion. We
yes.
bind and we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for your sound mind, man
yes.
of God. And
yes.
we thank God in the name of Jesus that He's going to bring people into your life that's
yes.
going to help you walk in the bishopric. That's
yes.
going to train you up. That's going to give you knowledge. And it's going to, and I'm praying that God is going to give you a mentor, a male mentor that's
mm.
not going to be intimidated by you, that's
mm.
not going to be afraid of the anointing on your life. God,
no.
I see a male, a strong man of God in
mm.
ministry. God
yes.
is going to hook you up with a strong man of God. That's going to be able to bring you up in that mission and help you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see it in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm. My God.
I see it in the spirit realm. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. My God.
I see it in the spirit realm. I see a man that God is going to connect you to. And He's going to help you. Because you've been feeling like you really, you know, people be intimidated by you and Prophetess, intimidated by the anointing on y'all lives.
Mm.
And God said He breaks that in the spirit right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
The man of God that God is going to connect y'all to, this man going to be so powerful and walk in the gifts of the spirit. He's going to be knowledgeable that he ain't got time to be jealous of you. He's going to be wanting to bring you up.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And so that you can walk in what God has called you to walk
Hallelujah.
In. God Lord. Is going to connect you to some kingdom-minded men.
Amen.
Men who are about the kingdom.
My God.
Don't have time for the petty stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't going to be worried about what you have or what you don't have.
Yeah.
Long as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, I cannot stop by seeking.
Yeah, that
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Thank you.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you, Chief.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Chief.
Hallelujah. Mm. You're not going to be worried about if you can pronounce words, big words. No, they're going to be worried about can you say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you say I give Him the glory? Can
yes.
you say in please.
My
Hallelujah. God gonna bring you a man after his own heart. He said, I give the pastor to have my heart.
Yes. My God.
So you'll be connected to a man of God who's going to help you with it and bring you up in that bishopric that's going to put you in that direction. In the name of Jesus, I call it done.
Yes.
I pray in the name of Jesus that this divine helper will locate you suddenly, immediately, right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you.
Hallelujah. See, God said, I hear the prayers that you've been praying. I hear what you're not saying. I hear what you was in your heart and what you've been asking me for. And God said, I come to deliver for my child. I'm a good, good father. That's who I am. Who I am.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
We see the prophetic word in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God bless you,
Elder.
God
bless
you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you,
Jesus.
Dr.
Bond. Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. As you and Brother Hembrick were talking, Sister Henderson, I was thinking about Pastor, actually Bishop Crenshaw talked about and preached a sermon years ago about we got to believe God for ridiculous stuff. I mean, ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
You know. Do so. Thank God for ridiculous life. Amen. Amen. And our next caller, Dr. Henderson, is none other than the awesome evangelist Jackie Mays. God bless you, Sister Jackie.
Hey, evangelist.
Hey.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank God, thank God, thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. I didn't get a chance to hear it all. I got on the line and I don't want to say distracted, but someone needed me. But I stayed on the line, but I couldn't hear because I was ministering to them. And then I got off the line and then they left. And I was like, really? And so I got back on, but I did get on in time enough to hear about the steps of the good man is ordered by the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking about that because I was thinking of the word when it says, my word is a light unto your pathway. And I thought about that song. I don't know who sung it now, but they said, order my steps in your word.
Yes.
You know,
order my
and when your steps,
step,
in your word,
word.
When your steps get ordered by the word of God, you know that you are going to walk in the path that God has set for you. You know, and it's so important today to acknowledge him in all of our ways. In other words, consult with him before we do anything because he's got stuff set up for us. And we want to be honorable unto him, respectful unto him that he is the one that orchestrated good God Almighty, that orchestrates our day and that orchestrates our life. He said even before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. You know, and so that let us know he already had a plan, our life laid out for us before we even got here. So it's so important for us to consult with him. You know, it's kind of like we have been made by him. So we need to go and look into the manual and see how are we to operate. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
How are we to operate? You don't buy a machinery or any kind of a appliance or equipment and don't read the manual. You need to know how it works, you know. And so he said, if you acknowledge me in all of your ways, I will cause my word to direct your path. Amen.
That's right.
In other words, he will order our steps. And things that would happen in our life, we would just be in the right places at the
right
time. Meeting the right people. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because our steps are ordered by the Lord. He already knew. I'm going to throw this one. This one going to bless your socks off right here, Dr. Henderson. He already knew 10, 12 years ago I was coming to Maryland and I was going to cross your path.
That's right. He knew.
Because he needed to make that connection. And so
that's
he ordered
right.
our steps to be able to meet up at that particular
that's
time
right.
and that particular
that's
moment.
Right.
And it's always
right.
for the good, the good.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God, you know, because
mm-hmm.
he's an excellent God and he does
yeah.
everything well. Nothing
yeah.
is taking him by surprise. He's not figuring
yeah.
nothing out. It's already been laid out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And we just walking it out now. We just
that's
walking right.
right
in the footsteps that he had already printed out for
that's
us to
right.
walk. And so, you know, even sometimes you might fall into some things that may be a little tough, may get a little rough,
right.
and you wonder where God
uh-huh.
is. He said,
uh-huh.
don't even think it's strange when you fall into those places.
That's
because
right.
I ordained them too. I ordained
that's
them
right.
too. Come on. You know,
that's right.
so everything works together for the good. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything that he does according to his
yes.
plan. As he had ordered
yeah.
our steps. So I thank God for you. Thank God for the show. I'm always blessed by Straight to the Point. I'm telling you, this is one of my favorite shows. this is one of my favorite shows. I really, really put forth an effort on Monday nights to be sure
uh-huh,
that I'm
uh-huh,
free
uh-huh.
and that nothing is in that slot so that I can be able to come on the line on Monday night.
Amen.
So I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. God bless you all.
God bless you, Evangelist. We're always blessed when you come on. Your powerful word, how the Lord uses you to just come on and speak his word. You know, we know that when you come on and you speak, that it's God speaking right through you, that it's going to be the word. It is powerful and anointing, and so we thank God for you. And the place that he has you, I'm telling you,
yes.
he is definitely ordering your steps. You are definitely in the right timing of God. You are in the
mm-hmm.
right season for your life.
Hallelujah.
God is definitely in it. And so, but I know that God is about to start bringing you some helpers. Some people are going to
mm-hmm.
help sign that division. And
yes.
God is going to open some doors for you. He's going to bring you some resources that you need to be able to
Amen.
Do even bigger things for the community that you serve, you know, your nonprofit organization that you have, that you help the homeless. God is going to put you on the heart of somebody who can write you a check that can really bless you. I see it in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
So you get ready.
Yes.
You get ready. You get ready. God is about to do
yes.
it. You know, you don't have to worry about where the money going to come from. You don't have to worry about going into your own finances. God said he got you. You ain't got to
yes.
beg and plead. You don't have to beg and plead because somebody's been watching you, and they want to bless you. They want to bless
Amen.
You. So you just pray and say, God, let them find me quickly. The Lord.
Yes, let them find
quickly.
Me quickly, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. You've been faithful over a few things. And now it's time to make you a ruler over many.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Your time is your season for your
yes, Lord.
Daughter to expand, for your territory to be enlarged.
Yes,
in the
Lord,
spirit
Jesus.
And in the natural. In the
yes,
spirit
God.
And in the natural.
Oh, hallelujah.
God said
God.
That nothing you've been through has been in vain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing you've endured has been in vain.
Thank
God
you,
said,
Lord.
It's
hallelujah.
It's all been working out for your good. He said it has not been in vain. Your labor has not been in vain. Your tears,
thank
your
you,
pain,
Jesus.
Your hurt. None of it
yes,
has
God.
Been in
thank
vain.
Thank you, God.
God
thank
said
you,
he's going to bring
thank
somebody
you,
in your life to bless you. He's
thank
going to bring
you,
somebody
God.
In your life to bless you. God bless you.
My God.
Evangelist, I'm about to call you doctor. So God about to do something.
Yes, amen.
I'm about to say doctor. God about to do something. You be open. Be open.
Amen.
And just say I receive it. Don't think you're inadequate.
It.
Don't think you're inadequate. Don't let the devil play with your mind, and don't be afraid. You've been through the storm, and you passed
Amen.
Out. So whatever
Hallelujah.
They want to give you, just say, I receive it in the name of Jesus.
I
you
receive
deserve
it in the name
you
of Jesus.
You deserve it. You're more than enough.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're more
My
than enough.
God. My God.
You're more Ooh. Than enough.
Glory to
You're
God.
You're more
Hallelujah.
Than enough.
Thank you, Jesus. My God.
You're more Ooh. Than enough.
Thank
and
you,
every
God.
Negative word that's been spoken, every person that try to come in your life to try to belittle you and make you feel
yes.
like you're less than them, I bind and I rebuke them devils in the,
in
name,
the name
of
Jesus.
Of Jesus. You're more
yes,
than
Lord.
Enough. And you should
Thank you,
ask
Jesus.
What God says belongs to you. In the
yes,
name
Lord
of Jesus.
Jesus. In the name of
in the
Jesus.
Name
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. In the name
As
of Jesus.
As the Virgin
Thank
Mary
you,
said, let it be unto me. I want
yes,
you
Lord.
To say, God, I'm
God,
your servant. Whatever you want to give
servant,
me.
Your servant. Whatever
let it
you
be
give
unto me.
Me. Let it be unto me.
In Jesus' name.
In the name.
Name
of Jesus.
God
in
bless
Jesus
you, my
name.
Dear. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Dr. Bob.
God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Back to you. I love it. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So you guys have been tuning in and listening to the Straight to the Point. I am going to quickly go through the business spotlight because I want to talk about the awesome conference that Evangelist Mae's got for coming. She's actually started February the 1st. Every Tuesday in February, Evangelist Mae has a conference about marriage. And I'll let her talk about it if she's still on. Is she still on, Dr. Vaughn?
Yes, she is.
Okay, we'll let Evangelist Mae go talk about her conference and talk about some of the other things she's doing, and we'll bring the Hembricks on so they can talk about their book. Amen.
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 Evangelist Mae, amen.
Yeah, amen. So, yes, we're having a February, and it's on a marriage seminar called Holy Covenant. And God placed this on my heart. This is going to really, really excite you here, Dr. Henderson. God placed this on my mm-hmm. heart because I know mm-hmm. that God has a future for me. And I said, I need all of the information and all of the help I can get to make sure that I'm in the place that I need to be for this next move in my life. And I said, well, you know, the Bible tells us that we perish because of lack of knowledge.
Right.
We're destroyed because of what we
right.
don't know. And so
right.
I understand how important it is to get information. It's so empowering to us. And
right.
I had been in a situation where I was able to see different marriages and relationships and couples, and I said, I can see where the problems are. It's just something that they don't know is the reason why
right.
things are not as great as they can be. And so it
right.
dawned upon my heart to put together a marriage seminar to help the married couples, those that are divorced, those that are single, those
right.
that are thinking about
right.
getting married, those that are
right.
living together, shacking, whatever the case may be. It fits
right.
every shoe to be able to get the
That's
information.
Right.
And so
right.
we wanted to put together some people that was experienced, some people that could help them from the
mm-hmm.
experience that they've had in their lives, through
mm-hmm.
their marriages, through
mm-hmm.
the divorces, through being
mm-hmm.
single or whatever it may be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be doing it the whole month of February. We started February the 1st, and it's every Tuesday
mm-hmm.
evening at 7 p.m. Central Time on our conference
mm-hmm.
line. And we do have yours truly on there next week on February the 16th. Listen, I don't want y'all to miss. Dr. Henderson's going to be on there. I've been trying to get her for a
that's
while,
right.
and we got her. But if you want to tune in, that's right. If you want to tune in on Tuesday night, it's going to be on the conference line. The number is 712-770-8041. That's 712-770-8041 with the access code 5#. Access code 536-737-#. Also, you can go to my Facebook page as well as Dr. Henderson's Facebook page, and you'll see the flyers and the advertisement on there all month long of different speakers that we have for the month of February. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, we're going to be on the conference call line 712-770-8041, access code 536-737. Listen, and it don't stop there. We got another conference coming right behind that one, but we'll talk about that next month. So you get an opportunity to come. come on Tuesday night. We had a phenomenal speaker last week. We have one tomorrow night that's going to be on. And then we have Dr. Henderson the following week, and we have one following her the following week after her. So you're welcome to come on every Tuesday night. Bring everybody you know. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. God bless you.
Excited.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you. Dr. Vaughn.
Hey, and Dr. Henderson, you ready for the hymn break?
Yes.
Amen. Brother Hembrick, you're up. God bless you.
All right. Amen. I want to talk about the Apple and Omega Bet ABC and Covenant book that we have out. I always say it's a very good book. It's an educational book. It's a study that talks about the Word of God and allow the children to learn about God as you as well. You can read to your children. One book is already covered, which is the ABC book, which is colored already, and the coloring book, which the kids can color in it while you're reading the alphabet, A to Z alphabet, and which alphabet has a, praise God, has a scripture on it for each letter of the alphabet. And, we want to thank God for that. This book is just amazing, just terrific. You can get it at, you can call us. We have a new email now. It's at ladyhembrick@icloud.com or schembrick@icloud.com. You can cash out, but the book is $10. It's still at $10, a great price. We went down, praise God, so you know the pandemic was going on, and we wanted to be fair to people, and so everybody can get this book. So I encourage you to get this book. It's a wonderful book. People have been talking about it. I heard people say this about it, say that about it. God is good, and I just thank God for allowing my wife to put this book together. Took time out from her busy schedule that she put this book together herself. And I just thank God for my son who drew the pictures so this book could be published and it could get out and all over this nation, because we needed this.
Wow.
We definitely needed it. I mean, we needed it in the White House. We needed it on the Hill. We needed it all over this land, This
yes,
is
yes.
We need for our kids to know about the Word of God. I know
that's right.
It's important for them to get back to school, and that's all good in the world, but you need the Word of God to take you through school. And I just thank God for it. It's just a blessing, praise God, about this book. You can get it at, as I said before, you can email us at ladyhembrick@cloud.com, and you can also email me at schembrick@icloud.com. You can also go to any bookstore, or you can get it online. Look at YouTube. We even have a demonstration on YouTube where you can see the little kids and they're talking about the book. It's a very, very interesting book. Very good book. It's educational for adults and children. Praise God. I mean, I like the book. It's, on the book it says Alpha and Omega Bet, and it says I'll be coming back soon. And God is coming back
all
soon.
All right.
And Revelation says, Revelation 1:11 says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
That's right.
So we have to get God's word deep down in our sanctified souls.
When we live
all our life, and then when it's time for us to go home, we know where we're going. So I just thank God for this opportunity to talk about this book, because I'm excited about it. We're excited about it. We like the book. Praise God, and we just wish that everybody could do it. Go to any bookstore, even if you have, email us, and we'll talk about it. We'll get it to you. However, take whatever to get this book. Like I said, it's $10 for both books. Each book is $10. Praise God. I mean, the book is exciting. It's exciting. I'm excited about it. Every time I talk about it, I get excited about how good God is and what God is doing in my life. So we thank you for that, Nashair. God bless you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's an awesome book. I bought several copies, and so I'm excited. And you guys, please support Evangelist May's got an awesome conference. Please support the conference and also Elder Hembrick and Prophetess. This support this book. Get this book. You can go to, I believe it's in Walmart too. So you know, so I want you guys, it's all about the kingdom. We got to support the kingdom. We have to support kingdom businesses. We got to support one another. So let's move to Dr. Bond. He's doing a moderator thing. Dr. Bond, what you got going on?
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Also, too, I want to share with everybody to make sure you share out the Hembrick and Sister Mays, and also coming up soon, Dr. Henderson's business. I want you guys to share that on your network as well. We're talking about LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, all the above, okay? Get it out there. I want you to get them out there. Amen. Dr. Henderson, we got the MLT Networks is up. MLTNetworks.net is the awesome website, mltnetworks.net. We'll get you right there, ladies and gentlemen. The breakdown real quickly of some of the services and categories we have. We got the MLT Media Network, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, internet radio, which you're on right now. Also, too, we have our wonderful streaming services that we just added to the network to help you grow and get you exposed in your networks as well. We got our business consulting, Dr. Henderson. We got business consulting where we help you start your business properly and professionally. We also have our wellness side, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to be healthy and wealthy at the same time, but we do have our consulting in wellness and health area as well. We have financial strategy where we help you show you how to use your money, make your money, save your money as well, and the financial strategy planning area. Also, too, we have technology planning and consulting where we help and show you how and what equipment to buy if you're just setting up your own business for the first time. We kind of guide you a little bit in that area for equipment, you know, different lighting, cameras, you know, anything that you need. We can give you some ideas and some consulting in the technology side. And last but not least, Dr. Henderson, we got to help our young people. So we give back to our young people. We have career planning for our youth. We have businesses for our young people. And of course, most of all, we got motivation for our young people as well that we help out. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. MLTNetworks.net. MLTNetworks.net. Back to you, Doc.
All right. So as you guys hear, our listeners, they love the Lord. And God is always first in their lives, but they're entrepreneurs as well. It's about building the kingdom so we can give back. It's about building the kingdom. And in building the kingdom, God has not just the fivefold ministry leaders, but he also has entrepreneurs, businessmen and women. He has leaders. He has people who he gives people a vision to build certain companies so that they can hire his people and so that we can give back to the kingdom. The kingdom the kingdom of God should never be broke, should never be in debt, because God gives his people talents. You know, remember the story of the master who gave the people talents. He gave them talents to be able to invest and bring a return on that investment. And so God is after the ROI in your life, what he has deposited in each and one of us. You know, he's looking for us to, you know, bring him a return on his investment, which is called a ROI in accounting terms, in the business terms, you know. Investors, when they invest in something, they looking for ROI, you know. And the same thing, that's what God is looking for. He's looking for a return on his investment. He's giving you a book idea. You wrote book. He's giving you a nonprofit so you can help the homeless, help the poor. He's giving you a book idea so you can write, you know, books and sell those books, and so when that money comes in, you can give back to the kingdom also so that you could be successful as well. He's giving you ideas to build businesses so you can employ his people. Amen. So when God gives you these gifts and talents, it's all so he can see what you're going to do with what he has given you. Amen. He's looking for a return on his investment. Amen. Glory to God. And so with that said, you guys know I do it my way to think. I have a product line, a company, it's Total Skin and Body Care Accessories and Apparel called DayYL. We specialize in skin and body products. We also specialize in apparel. We have candles. We have hand creams. We have skin products. We have apparel. We have all sorts of things. If you would go to www.dayyl.com, that's www.dayyl.com. DayYL.com. Also, I have a consultant company. It's called Virtual Consultant Company. We help, you know, everything that I just got finished talking to you guys about. We help entrepreneurs. If you have a dream, you have a vision, we help you put it on paper and we help you. We encourage you and motivate you. We do marketing plans, business plans, all those sorts of things. We help you do short and long-term goals. When we do marketing for you, for our clients, if you have a business, if you have written a book, we will put a marketing package together and market your idea to the different demographics, and we'll sit with you and talk with you. You can contact us at virtualconsultingco.com, or you can go online at www.virtualconsultingco.com. Contact us at www.consultingco.com. Email us at virtualconsultingco@virtue.com. I believe that's it. Or is it consulting? Wait a minute. consulting@virtualconsultingco.com. That's what it is. I want you guys to email that one, or you can email me personally at dth@virtualconsultingco.com. Also, with the ministry, Dr. DTH Ministry, we do some counseling. We also have my, what is called my chaplaincy ship through there. You know, I do some chaplaincy work. You guys, if you want to know how you can become a chaplain, let me know. I am connected to this group called ICCM, but I'm also, before I was connected with them, I'm also connected with the CICA as well. So with the ICCM, they have it where you are, their stuff is so legit. I mean, not saying that the other one I have is not legit, but this one is, the ICCM one is, it's very, very legit. And the Seeker one is too. The Seeker one is the global one. Okay, the CICA one is the global one. That's legit too. But the ICCM one is, I'm telling you guys, that's a good one as well. Both of them, I thank God for both of the favor that he has given me with both organizations. The CICA one, you can go all over the world and be recognized as a chaplain. So that's a good one too. But the ICCM one is, you are actually credentialed through the American Association of Chaplains. I think that's what it is, the American Association of Chaplains. And so, both of them are awesome. And so if you guys are interested in becoming a chaplain, let me know, and I'll hook you up with what you need to be hooked up to, the people who you need to talk to, okay? It's about the kingdom. It's not just about me, you know. It's about the kingdom. And so you guys know I have several books. And you guys are probably like, where is Master Your Distractions, Conquer Your Emotions? It's coming, guys. I want to thank you for your patience, but it is coming. So I'll let you know exactly when it's going to be out, but it will be out, okay? I'll let you guys know. But in the meantime, you can read my other books. Misguided Affections, When a Prophet Cries, Something Happens. I give you keys and your best self yet. You can go to any bookstore, or you can email me at dth@virtualconsultantco.com, and I would be very, very happy to send you a book. Also, so I'll rush through that because I want to talk a little bit to you guys about some social media stuff. I don't know if you guys were looking at the social media, but last week the market went kind of like bat crazy. And, you know, it was two particular stocks, GameStop and AMC, that in an hour, it went from being like $20, one of them was like $16, and the stock price rose because so many people at one time went to go purchase the stock. So, and the reason why they did it was because, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Reddit, but Reddit is an organization or a company that they were pretty much stock naming, saying what they think the current stocks, which businesses or that they thought was going to rise up. So a lot of people listened to that, and they went and started buying the stock. And then some people were selling. So what happened was certain like Robinhood, I don't know if you guys heard of Robinhood, but certain like Robinhood, and I think it was, it's not Ameritrade, it was Robinhood, and I think it was a couple of more who wouldn't allow people to buy the stock, but they was letting people sell it. And so, you know, it was a big catastrophe. You know, the stock market kind of like went back crazy, but I want you guys to be encouraged and don't let that stop you from continuing to invest in the stock market, okay? Because I'm telling you, and man, Dr. Vaughn was emailing each other, I think it was yesterday or I believe it was yesterday, and we was pretty much talking about how our investment has, what we invested in the stock market has brought us both great returns. So we got good returns on our investment. And so I want you guys not to be discombobulated about what happened last week. I want you to continue to invest because, you know, it's not, you know, you have to make sure you know what to invest in. And I think that's what's really hurting people because they don't know what to invest in is important. And I'm going to do me and Dr. Vaughn, we're going to do a show on investing. I did one before, but I'm going to do another one because I want you guys to know that, you know, don't stop investing in the stock market. I'm telling you guys, I mean, I've been getting a lot of gains. Like I told Dr. Vaughn, and I'm not, you know, ashamed to say, when I first started investing in the stock market, I only had $50 to invest. But I've got thousands now, okay? So what I'm saying is that, you know, invest what you can. Don't be ashamed or think you got to have a lot of money to invest in the stock market because you don't. And there's so many applications out here that will work with you. You know, I wouldn't choose Robinhood. I don't think Robinhood, me personally, those are my guests who are listening. And me personally, I'm giving advice to, and I have to be very specific because I don't want Robinhood to try to say I'm defamating their company. I'm not. I'm just talking to my guests, my listeners that are on this call. I wouldn't recommend Robinhood to investors, okay? And I'll leave it like that, okay? Now, you can make your own decision. Just me personally, I wouldn't deal with Robinhood. So, so that's I want to talk to you guys a little bit about that. But I want you to diversify your portfolio. You know, people think you got to have a lot of money to invest in gold, and you don't. You know, gold coins. You know, if you can't afford to get more than one or two, give one. Start with one. When I first started investing, I would get one of this, one of that. I mean, you got to start somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel like you got to have a lot of money to do stuff. The same amount of money you pay for those Jordans, that money can get you about five or six stocks, you know, or can get you one gold coin or one silver coin. See, we don't realize that. The Bible says my people perish for a lack of knowledge. The reason why a lot of people don't have investment is because they lack the knowledge. They feel like you got to be rich to invest, and you really don't. You just have to, you know, you have to have the resources, and I'm talking about the knowledge, so that you would be able to apply it. Amen? And so you want to invest in the stock market. You want to invest in gold and silver. You want to invest in real estate. Amen? And so even with that, you know, people think, I mean, you can invest in real estate with this, you know, I sent Dr. Vaughn an email about Generational Wealth, this organization that allows you to invest in apartment buildings and stuff. And you can invest in apartment buildings and condos and things of that nature. And you ain't gotta have a whole lot of money. And you'll get a return on your investment based upon them selling those apartments and people renting and stuff. Amen? So you just got to have somebody that can help you along the way. And we do that at Virtual Consulting Company, okay? And I know you guys, I don't know if you guys have been calling the 240-676-3214 number, and I'm so glad this just popped in my mind. That battery went dead, and I have not had a chance to charge that phone up. So please forgive me. So if people have been calling that number and it's been going to voicemail, know that please charge it to my head and not to my heart, okay? Because I have not had a chance to even plug it up so it could charge and I can listen to those voicemails. I know some people probably been calling 240-676-3214 and it's been going to voicemail. I am going to make a note. I'm going to write it down, put it on my mirror. So when I wake up in the morning, I will see that big note to charge up that phone, okay, so I can get you all's messages, all right? So I want you to know that I love each and every one of you guys, and we're in it to win it, amen? So what's good for me is good for you, amen? God wants his people to be blessed. He wants us to, you know, to be, yes, and we can't be so overly spiritual that we don't understand or realize that God wants his people, he wants his people blessed. Amen. He said he would take from the wicked and give to us. He would take from the wicked and give to his people. But you can't be all talking about, just give me this, just give me this. What I mean by that is you can't be so overly spiritual that you're no earthly good. Amen. Because he wants to give us the desires of our hearts. He wants us, he don't want his people to suffer. He don't want us to suffer and be struggling. No. He wants us to put him first in everything. And when we put him first in everything, then he's going to give us all the other things. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So, Dr. Vaughn, you got anything last to say before I end?
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Yes, I'm looking forward to sharing our tips and information that we use. And, yeah, whenever you want to do that, I'm looking forward to that concerning the stock area, because we're just going to share with you what we do. Give you the reason why we do it. Amen. Thank you so much,
God. Okay, awesome. So I'm excited about what God is doing in your lives. As the word was spoken on today, on tonight, help is on the way. I want you guys to tune in on February the 16th. I will be speaking for Evangelist Mazes. Evangelist Mazes is the host, the conference host, and she's doing an excellent, wonderful, miraculous job. I'm so proud of her and how God is using her. So I will be speaking on February the 16th at her time, 7 o'clock, but my time is 8 o'clock. Our time is 8 o'clock EST, okay? They're 1 hour behind us. So if you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, you'll come on at 8 o'clock, okay? Not 7. And I meant to put 8 o'clock EST when I sent out the flyer. So I'll see you guys on next Monday. We about to end. But before we end, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. This has been another Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. We'll be back with you, Lord willing. We'll be back with you on next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Straight to the Point Network. And here now, we'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson.